The state lost its court bid today to begin targeted aerial predator control this week in its effort to boost the Unimak Island caribou herd. A federal court judge sided with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who manages most of the island as the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. But the judge also said the state's arguments appealed to common sense, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
As a practical matter, the state says its case is over. Bill McAllister is communications director for the Alaska Department of Law.
Well, this was seemingly the last gasp for our emergency predator control plan, which was to go in and kill seven wolves so that the state of this depleted herd would not get any worse.
The state argued the caribou's depleted numbers required immediate action. They wanted to begin killing wolves this week to protect the island's newborn calves while they're most vulnerable. But the federal government said it needed more time to review the state's controversial plan under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Larry Bell with the agency's External Affairs Department says he's pleased with the decision.
We've maintained all along that we believe NEPA is the proper process to go through for evaluating a range of alternatives that will allow us to continue to meet our mandate, and included among that is natural diversity and a mandate for providing subsistence opportunity.
In announcing the decision, Judge Russell Holland sounded like he wished he could have sided with the state. He said he needed to follow the law, but the state's arguments appealed to, quote, one's desire to get things moving where action is needed. Bell says the Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't think the Unimak herd requires emergency action.
This is an urgent situation and one that needs to be addressed, but it's, in our view, not so urgent that we don't have time to complete a thorough analysis so that the management action we select will be not only a well-founded, but a lasting management action in furtherance of our mandates.
But the state maintains that failing to act this year could put the herd in a position it can't recover from. And Bill McAllister says the situation may be even more dire than biologists thought. He says the results from an aerial survey conducted this week were alarming.
They counted 178 animals, as opposed to the 400 animals that have been cited in the record here as being a population on the verge of dying out. And among those 178 were only seven bulls. So actually, the situation is much worse than was presented in the court record.
The residents of False Pass haven't been able to hunt caribou on the island since 2008. Cindy Beamer is the manager of the local Isinotsky Corporation. She calls the ruling very disappointing. She says residents do have other options for meat, but the caribou aren't just a food source.
It's the heritage aspect of it, too. Hunting is a way of life, and then the children aren't, you know, learning about it if they can't do it, so it affects, you know, that part of the life, too, so it's not just the food, it's the cultural aspect.
Beamer says the longer managers wait to take action, the harder it will be to increase the herd's population numbers. She thinks the island's caribou will be extinct in 5 years if nothing is done. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it is taking some action to save the herd. It will issue a permit to the state this week to translocate 20 bulls to the island. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.